Hello, we are broadcasting from Radio Gwang, Sweden. Today is 16 December, the victory day of people of Bangladesh. It was the 16 December 1971. Today, joining us from Dhaka, Bangladesh, Mr. Anayat Hussain and Bibi Maujood. Mr. Anayat Hussain is a chief editor of the Good Morning newspaper, and Bibi Maujood, a senior journalist, and today she is a member of parliament in Bangladesh. You are welcome, Bibi Maujood and Anayat Hussain Khan.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I hear from Bibi Maujood. She can speak Urdu. I think it will be great. Our people know better Urdu.
Urdu mein bhi baat karungi.
Bibi, aap meherbani karke ye bata sakti hain ke during March to December, how many خواتین کو ریپ کیا گیا اور کتنے بچے جو ہیں اس طریقے سے پیدا یہ کیا یہ سلسلہ پہلے بھی انہوں نے کیا تھا یہ مارچ سے پہلے بھی پاکستانی آرمی جو تھی وہاں پر ایسے ہی آلات انہوں نے پیدا کیے ریپ خواتین کو اور جو ہے وہاں پر
پاکستانی آرمی کیم ہیئر فرام مارچ وین وی بیکیم آور نان کوآپریشن موومنٹ About March, from March, April, they began this type of torturing. They took the women to their cantonment area, their camp, and tortured them, raped them, killed them also. After the war, we found the women's hair, head, and dress in that camp area of army. About 2,50,000 women were raped, and some of them were in life. And I went to see them, and some women gave but the children, and these children was taken by the foreigner also during the time of 1972. And some women, their parents came from the shelter house. And some women, some people married this type of women also. So it was our good luck that we could successfully send them to their family, and we send them their children to the foreigner, some foreigner also.
आप लोग क्यों बच्चों को खुद नहीं रखना चाहती थी क्यों पार्टनरों को दिए आप लोगों ने
कुछ कुछ रखा था और मैक्सिमम को ले गया था
तो आप मेहरबानी करें ये बताएं कि आपने ये जो इंटेलेक्चुअल स्टूडेंट जो इन्होंने अगवा करके अल शम्स और बदर के तवस्सु से फौजियों ने इंटेलिजेंस सर्विसेज जो थे पाकिस्तान के उनको जो है सड़क के किनारे खेतों में कहीं जो है फेंक दिया उसको आपने कोई इस तरीके से कोई शहीद होते हुए देखा कोई आप कितने लोगों को देखा है
मैंने दैट टाइम आई वाज अ स्टूडेंट ऑफ ढाका यूनिवर्सिटी सो आई वेंट टू द शेल्टर हाउस वन डे एंड आई सॉ अबाउट 60 वुमेन देयर They were so much gloomy in their face, and I tried to talk with them, but they were silent, fully silent. And they are very young, about 16 to 25, this type of years old. मैंने और कुछ औरत को देखा है बांग्लादेश की जो बांग्लादेश की गांव में So I talked with them. I heard their story that how the Pakistani army raped them. They told me, and it was so they were crying. And they told us that before they informed their husband and father, the Pakistani army raped them. I heard this from their mouth.
जी बीवी वो तो मुसलमान थे मुसलमान फौज थी तो बंगाली भी तो मुसलमान थे उन्होंने क्यों इस तरीके से बेहतरामी किया
ना हम तो मुसलमान है पाकिस्तानी जनरल कहते थे कि औरत को रेप करना ये इस्लाम हमारे लिए गुनाह की बात नहीं है
okay.
ये तो हमारे लिए है मुसलमान तो वो कहते हैं तो मुसलमान की जो जो आइडियल है तो वो नहीं मानते थे मुसलमान होके भी वो हिंदू को भी हिंदू औरत को भी रेप किया और मुसलमान औरत को भी रेप किया।
अच्छा आप मेहरबानी करें ये मैं बताएं उस टाइम का कोई गमगीन हादसा कब आपने देखा कोई गमगीन हादसा जो आपको याद हो
वो उस वक्त मैं ढाका यूनिवर्सिटी की स्टूडेंट था ना तो हम लोग तो ढाका सिटी में रहते थे तो जिस उस वक्त हम हमारे घर से नहीं निकलने देने चाहते थे और हमारा जो हम तो स्टूडेंट पॉलिटिक्स में थी ना इसलिए हमको मेरा भाई वो उन लोग नहीं बाहर जाने देते थे कहते थे कि तुम्हारा फेस सबसे जानता है तो तुम मत बाहर जाओ और पाकिस्तानी जो आर्मी थी ना वो रोड में औरत देखते ही उठा के जीप में उठा के ले जाते थे तो इसलिए इस तो मुझे बहुत दिक्कत लगती थी कि पाकिस्तानी आर्मी ये क्या कर रहे हैं वो तो इसलिए अपने आप को इस्लाम बोलते हैं वो बोलते हैं पाकिस्तान इस्लामिक कंट्री है फिर भी औरत को भी रेप करता है और ये जेनोसाइड करके सब पीपल को हमारा मारा था।
अच्छा विक्ट्री के बाद जो है इन्होंने इन मुसलमान फौज ने जो हथियार डाल दिए वहां पर बंगाल नेशन के सामने और जो उनको बाजार में फिराया सारे बाजार में ढाका में सड़कों पर पैदल मार्च करवाया तो उस दिन आप क्या समझते थे
वो जो पाकिस्तानी आर्मी थी ना वो जो हथियार डाल दिया थी उस दिन तो यहाँ बहुत जोश में थी पब्लिक और हम लोग बाहर जाके देखा था देखे उन लोग मार्च करके जा रहा है और उन लोगों को यहाँ की जो कैंटोनमेंट है वहाँ ले गया था और वहाँ उन लोगों को अरेस्ट करके रख दिया था तो हम लोग तो देखा था उस वक्त कि उन लोगों ने हेड अपनी शेर नहीं ऊंचा किया शेर नमा के रास्ते में चलते थे जो मार्च करके गया था वो कहते थे कि बंगाली मुसलमान नहीं है वो हिंदू है वो इंडिया के साथ रखता है बस इसी हम तो बंगाली है हम तो मुसलमान है हम तो नमाज पढ़ते हैं हम तो कुरान शरीफ पढ़ते हैं हम तो खुदा की जो जो सब ये आइडियल है सभी तो हम फॉलो करते हैं हमारी पीपल तो हज करते हैं कुर्बानी भी देता है हम तो पक्का मुसलमान थी मगर पाकिस्तानी जो रूलर थी वो हमको नहीं पसंद करती तो हमारे यहाँ तो जो जब इंडिया पाकिस्तान हुआ था तो पाकिस्तान से सब हिंदू को मार के भगा दिया था और हमारे यहाँ को भी भगा दिया था बहुत बहुत कम तो हमारे यहाँ हिंदू भी रहते हैं क्रिश्चियन भी रहते हैं बुद्धिस्ट भी रहते हैं और हम मुसलमान भी रहते हैं मुसलमान मेजोरिटी है बट हम जो हमारा जो रिलीजन है वो अपना अपना है हम नहीं चाहते वो रिलीजन को वो पॉलिटिक्स में ले लाने के लिए।
ये अल शम्स और अल बदर वाले ये कौन थे, ये बंगाली थे या पाकिस्तानी नेशन थे?
वो बंगाली थी और इंडिया से जो बिहारी आई थी, बिहार से जो आदमी आई थी वो बंगाली नहीं थी, वो भी अल्ताम में था। तो जमात इस्लाम की जो थी ना गुलाम आजम, उनकी उनकी इशारों से वो चलते थे, उनको उनको ऑर्डर लेकर वो जो मुक्ति जो मुक्ति मुक्ति था फ्रीडम फाइटर्स था वो पकड़ के लेकर आर्मी का हाथ में दे देता और आर्मी को ले जाते थे कहाँ कहाँ फ्रीडम फाइटर्स है, कहाँ कहाँ औरत भी है और कहाँ कहाँ बंगाली जो है वो बांग्लादेश जाते हैं, इस तरह की से वो एंटी बंगाली मूवमेंट किया था और उसने हमारी बंगाली बंगाली के अगेंस्ट में काम किया था और पाकिस्तान जो आर्मी है आर्मी की वो उस वक्त जब दिसंबर महीना में जो 16 दिसंबर तो हम विक्टोरी पाया था उसकी पहले अबाउट 10 और 11 दिसंबर में हम रात में देखता था कि हेलीकॉप्टर आसमान से हेलीकॉप्टर की आवाज आती थी, तो हम बहुत डर गए थे क्योंकि वो हेलीकॉप्टर पाकिस्तानी आर्मी की थी और वो आसमान में जाकर नीचे बम फेंकते थे। सो दैट टाइम वाज वेरी क्रिटिकल टाइम, घर में तो आग लगाया 20, वो गांव में जाकर घर में आग लगाया बाद में, और गांव को जो खेत था खेत में भी आग लगाया। दिस टाइप ऑफ वर्क दे डन, वो तो हमारे यहाँ बंगाली का खत्म करने चाहते थे और उनका वो चाहते थे कि यहाँ का माटी यहाँ का जो जो माटी है यहाँ का जो खेत में जो फसल होता है वो राइस पैटी जो होता है टी होता है हमारे, ये सब वो लेके जाएंगे, सब ठीक था, खाली आदमी को मार दो। People killed all the people of Bengal.
अच्छा, आप बलूचिस्तान के बारे में क्या जानती हैं? बलूचिस्तान के लोग आज पाकिस्तान से जंग कर रहे हैं, वहाँ का फ्रीडम फाइटर भी हैं और आज जो है वहाँ पर इसी तरीके से मार रहे हैं लोगों को, आजादी की जंग है, इस सिलसिले में आपको क्या पैगाम है और क्या जानती हैं?
नहीं, हम तो जब हमारा आजादी का लड़ाई चलता था तो पाकिस्तान से जो आर्मी आया था तो उस वक्त उनके साथ कुछ बलूचिस्तान की आर्मी थी, बलूच आर्मी थी, सो काइंड, दे वर सो काइंड एंड दे वांटेड टू हेल्प अस एंड हमने सुना था कि वो लड़ाई नहीं करने चाहते, यहाँ की आर्मी को नहीं मारने चाहते, वो चला जाने चाहते थे। तो हम बाद में बलूचिस्तान के बारे में भी सुना है कि वहाँ का पीपल भी पाकिस्तान की जो रूल्स है उसके खिलाफ है, वो नहीं चाहते कि वो चाहते हैं कि फ्रीडम, वो भी फ्रीडम चाहते हैं और वो अपना मुल्क बलूचिस्तान में वो आजाद करना चाहते हैं।
योर विक्टोरी डे।
थैंक यू अनायत हुसैन खान, प्लीज कैन यू टेल मी हाउ ओल्ड वर यू व्हेन You saw your motherland is become a free country from Pakistan army. How you feel that day, 40 years before?
16 December, that is the day of our greatest day in our life. And I was at that time, I was a student of class 9. That means I was almost 15 years old. And we saw everything and we enjoyed, and now we also enjoyed the victory. You know, to people of to a nation is the greatest day of their life, and that is the most expectable thing. And we got the, you know, separate identity, we got separate flag, we independent state. So it was the greatest achievement in our life.
How many people killed during that time and who were the killer? Can you describe for our listener?
3 million, that means 30 lakhs people altogether. A total 30, you know, 30 lakhs?
Yeah.
3 million. Yes. They started killing from Dhaka, capital Dhaka, at night of 25th March. They just discriminately killed mass people where they got, and they took away from their houses and on the streets, and they burned their houses, each other, like arson, massacre, bombing, firing, lot of things. People were scared, and they took away people from streets, from home, from establishment, from schools, from universities. Where they got, where they started, they did not think about anything. They didn't think about humanity. They didn't think about anything. They just picked and lined up and they, fired. They were like that. There was no rules, regulation, no chain of command, nothing. So, and after a few days, they went to rural areas. Forces, they made camps in schools and colleges and other places all over the country, and wherever they got information that they are in favor of independence, these people, they just took them out and they just lined them up and killed and throw them in the in river, in ponds, in paddy fields. So how I can describe that massacre? And it also I saw with my own eyes. So, mention some intellectuals' name like Munir Chowdhury, Doctor Alim Chowdhury, Dr. Zilshedev, Professor Mufazzal Haidar Chowdhury, Professor Munirujjaman, journalist Nizamuddin, Dr. Fazlul Rabbi, a lot of people from all classes, from all, actually those were in favor of independence, those were against the Pakistani rulers. They took all of them where they available, where they got. They just took them. No question, nothing, just they took them and they killed them.
Thank you, Anayat Hussain Khan. Who were the Al-Shams and Al-Badr? They have any connected to Pakistani ruler and military?
Pakistani rulers recruited some Islamic-minded people and Islamic activists, like Jamaat Islam, Muslim League people at that time. They were in favor of Pakistan. They were in favor of Pakistani rulers. So they recruit them like Al-Badr, Al-Shams in the name of Rajakar, and they provided them arms and training and arms, and they got their help. They were Bengali people. Now the present government they are on trial for war criminals. They are now war criminals, and the present government is trying. They put on the trial those who are involved in Muslim League, Jamaat Islam politics. They jointly killed people. They jointly, Pakistani forces and also their collaborators, Bangladeshi collaborators, they both jointly killed these people. They jointly looted the houses. They jointly made arson. and they gave fire on houses. They burned everything. They broken bridges, the establishments, jointly. But heavy machinery, heavy artillery were in the hand of Pakistanis, and they got help from their collaborators, Bangladeshi collaborators.
Another question, what was the reason Bengali nation wanted to be free from Pakistan? Bengalis and Punjabis, both Muslim brother, why this happened?
Okay, this is the vital question. What happened when after independence in 1947, that point, they are Islam, we are Muslim, they are Muslim, on that ground they became one party. But how become one state, one country? Actually, we are Muslim, but our culture is different, our language is different, our behavior is different. And after one state and another state is between after 1400 miles. And what they did after Pakistan, after got Pakistan, all rulers were selected from Pakistan, West Pakistan. So they started depriving East Pakistani people. That's the point. You know, that started after in 1952 when they wanted to impose Urdu as a state language of Pakistan. At that time, the Bangladeshi, then East Pakistan people revolt on that ground. They said, we are the majority people. Why Urdu will be the state language of Pakistan? From that point, the rivalry is started. And after that, in 1969, there was a mass upsurge in East Pakistan. And after this mass upsurge, led by Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, after this upsurge, Pakistani government gave the election in 1970. And Awami League won absolute majority in that election, but Pakistani rulers did not give the portfolio, did not hand over the power to Awami League. So then East Pakistan people become more ferocious and more angry against Pakistani rulers. And after that, when Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman gave the historic address at Ramna Racecourse Field on 7th March, and he declared on that address that we are now independent. Now we have started the war of independence. And from that day, East Pakistan people started struggling for independence. And on 27 March, after, and Pakistani forces started, mass killing on 25th March night, and Jiaur Rahman, then major from Pakistan, on behalf of Bangabandhu, declared independence of Bangladesh on 27th March. And then started the war between Mukti Bahini and Pakistani army. This is the short story. Now you can understand that after the huge deprivation by Pakistani rulers, then East Pakistan people became, angry or frustrated, and then started to get their rights.
Do you know something about recently situation in Balochistan?
Yes, little bit. I know that Balochistan people and between Balochistan people and Punjabi people, there is a discrimination, and they are also, Baluch people also deprived of their rights, deprived of their, a lot of things. There is a little differences between Punjabi or other and Baluch people, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, I know. You are struggling for your rights, for your independence also. Do that. You should fight for your rights. All Baluch people, you are also deprived from your Pakistani rulers for a long time. So fight against them and you earn your rights. You earn your victory. My hope, and I also expect for you from my heart.